This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. For today's show, we'll focus on the food side of farming. As we enter the month of September, school is back in session, and that means busy schedules for both students and parents. And with those busy schedules, you might find the need to have a snack to satisfy your hunger between meals, and according to Joyce Vickery with the St. Louis Dairy Council, that's perfectly okay. Joyce says snacks are actually important for grade school students, and they're not bad for adults either. Today we'll talk with her about what and how much we should be eating.
Well, yes, it absolutely can be healthy. The thing we need to really look at is we want to make sure we're selecting foods that provide nutrients as well as making sure that we're eating the right portion size. But snacking between meals can be a really great way to achieve a healthy and balanced diet.
Well, I think that's great news because I know that I love to snack every now and then. So if it can be healthy, then I don't have to feel as guilty.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, our bodies do need to refuel probably every 3 or 4 hours. And snacking, it helps us kind of control our appetite as well as our blood sugar levels. And it does provide energy to the body. So the other important thing is that, you know, when you skip meals or you skip snacks, you tend to overeat at the next meal. And so that can cause you to consume more calories than perhaps you need. So snacking is important.
So since it is important and it can be a really big benefit to our diet, what should we be eating? What should we be snacking on?
We really want to focus in probably some of those foods and food groups that tend to be low in our diet. So for many people, it means that we should look for things that contain protein and also fiber. And a couple different reasons for this. First of all, protein and fiber, I guess the most important reason is that protein and fiber help us feel fuller longer. So if we're talking snacking between our meals, then we want that opportunity for our body to feel that it has food in it and that we're not desperate for the next meal. So the great news for dairy foods is, of course, the fact that no matter what type of dairy food you consume, you can expect to get 8 grams of protein. So whether it's a cup of milk or it's a cup of yogurt or even some cheese, you're getting that 8 grams of protein. And the other good news is that dairy pairs really great with things like vegetables and fruit, and then also some whole grain options that provide fiber in the diet.
All right. Well, great news that we can snack and we can eat some tasty food, as I have no problem eating cheese or eating some fruit with my cheese. So I think that's welcome news. As far as now we know what to eat, how much of it should we be eating? What about portion sizes when we're snacking?
Well, that can be the tricky part. And, you know, we want to be mindful when we're eating because chances are if we're sitting down at the television or, you know, even with the kids, if you're opening a bag of cookies or you're opening a bag of chips, chances are you're just kind of eating that while you're watching TV. You're a little distracted, and before you know it, maybe half the bag is gone. So we do want to watch portion size, and probably the best way to do that is kind of we can either purchase items that are already pre-portioned, and certainly there are a lot of foods out there like that, or if we're purchasing a larger bag that, you know, we want to have available, you can portion it out yourself so that it is available. So if you're buying a big bag of crackers, instead of opening that entire bag, put it into little snack bags or even some little containers, and that helps you really watch your portion.
And I've heard before, I mean, and you'll see this on nutrition labels, is that serving sizes are often in the size of like a cup or a half a cup. And I think, Joyce, with you being a nutrition educator, is that about the size of your fist? If you make a fist, would that be a good portion size?
Yes. That you got it. That's a great way to kind of estimate what a cup is. And I think that's an issue for many Americans, is we don't really have in our mind what a portion size is. So you can either use something like your fist to keep that in mind, or you can even measure it out. That's certainly, you know, something that if you start doing that, eventually you get to just like look at that and realize, yeah, that looks like a cup.
All right. Well, now we know what to eat and how much of it. And we're going to think about who's eating these snacks. So a lot of times I remember being in grade school, you would have a snack time during the day. So is that really essential for kids? Do they need to be eating snacks? And then maybe some tips for parents if they're planning some snack times.
Well, absolutely. I think it is important, and I'm glad your school, my school did not, because lunch periods are staggered, sometimes the children will have eaten breakfast really early and may have to wait for a later lunch period. So it is important to have that snack. And again, we want to make sure that we're choosing foods that are nutrient rich. So we want to choose foods that are fruits, vegetables, dairy, and whole grains. And also some protein foods if we can, you know, we can include them as well. So that's always important. And the thing to remember about young children is because they are young, their bodies are tinier, their stomachs are smaller, they cannot eat a large portion of food at one time. So that's why snacking is really important, and making sure that we're providing healthy snacks is the key.
A good way for them to get some nutrients if they're not eating big meals, it sounds like.
Absolutely. That is a great snack to sneak in some extra nutrients and some extra food groups. So that's why we always suggest pick up, you know, from the food groups. That way you know they're getting important nutrients in the diet.
I think for this next question, a lot of adults will relate to this. I know that I do with working, you know, full-time and always being on the go, especially if you have to travel for work. Any tips for snacking when you are on the go and you're driving or you're hopping from here to there, maybe to help us avoid eating some bad foods, some tips on things that we could pack to take with us?
Well, planning is always important, and just think ahead. Always make sure that you pack healthy snacks. When I was on a, you know, going on a road trip with my kids, I always made sure I had an insulated bag with, you know, some type of ice or those refreezable bags, so I could pack things like yogurt, string cheese. You can do things like trail mix, but that's important to have those things available. And as you mentioned, in your job where you're on the go all the time, and I do a lot of driving, I always have something in my glove compartment. Maybe it's something like a granola bar. If I am thinking ahead, I do try to pack yogurt. But, you know, something as simple as a little bag of nuts that can just, you know, you can eat them and it satisfies you until you are able to have that lunch or that dinner.
All right, Joyce, always great ideas and great ways to help us plan when you talk to us. So good things to keep in mind for when we are busy and on the go. And I think finally you've got some quick and easy dairy snacks to tell us about, some new things that we can learn how to make.
Yes, these are just some really simple snack ideas that feature either milk, yogurt, or cheese. Recipes, it's not really even a recipe. It's a combination of two or three different ingredients that people probably have right on hand, and some different combination and ideas. And looking at them, you can tell they are nutritious. They have dairy. They have things like fruit and vegetables. So if your listeners are interested, we would love to send out that quick and easy snack ideas to them. All they have to do is email us at info@stldairycouncil.org, and we'll send it out to them.
Joyce Vickery, nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.